Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Thursday, I had a chance to attend a Pioneer event featuring E3 and Enlist. And while I was at the event, I caught up with a field agronomist for West Central Minnesota. His name is Clyde Tiffany. He gave me an update on how things are looking in his territory. Well, Clyde, we're getting close to the finish line. I know for some small grains, people are harvesting a little bit, but what are you seeing around the Fergus Falls and Morris and those types of areas for the crops this year?
Well, the territories I cover, there's distinctly a difference in planting time on the corn and soybean crops, and those are the two crops I deal with the most. To the north, we generally got planted relatively on time. A lot of it was early May to mid-May, and then we had a bunch of rainy periods come in at about March or May 17th, which really shut us down for a couple weeks. My areas to the south, we ended up with a lot of prevent planting, and so there might have been guys that had 20, 30, 40% of their acres not planted. There's probably guys that have even more than that. So those fields, I think a lot of people have been really busy dealing with cover crops, controlling weeds, whether it's with tillage or whether it's with herbicides on the prevent planted acres. And I think next year we have to think about management a little bit different. If you're putting corn onto a field that was PP, meaning that it was kept black with no cover crop, you're more likely to have what we call fallow syndrome. And that comes when we reduce the amount of beneficial fungi because there's no crop there growing. So we want a high phosphorus fertilizer going on next year. The other thing is weed control. If we let weeds get away from us, we're going to end up with a large weed seed bank. You want to make sure you're knocking those weeds down now, if at all possible. But next year, and this is just best management practices, you always want to consider using a pre. Put a pre-herbicide down, then follow that up. And we got all sorts of choices on herbicide systems right now. And I've kind of digressed about the crop progress. The maturity is delayed 10 days, 2 weeks, maybe even a month for some guys. Think about from the time of silking to the time of black layer physiological maturity, it's about 55 to 60 days. We're going to need all of August, all of September, into October for some of these fields to get physiologically mature.
How bad was the disease?
The corn is relatively clean in our area for disease. One thing that I have seen is an insect that looks like a disease. It's called corn blotch leaf miner. It's kind of a mouthful of a name for an insect, but it affects the lower canopy, and it is rampant across the area I cover, and it looks like diseases are coming in, when in fact it's just this insect, the larva is burrowing in the leaf tissue, and it makes it look like it's got some lesions. It is not an insect that we can control easily, and if it stays in the lower canopy, it's not a problem. But a lot of people say, I got a disease out there. No, it's not a disease. For the most part, we haven't had lots of diseases. I anticipate we're going to start seeing them, and you start seeing maybe some top dieback when that'll be anthracnose. Those things are coming. Stresses on a crop include excessive drought or excessive moisture, and we've got scenarios each way where we've got shallow roots, we aren't taking up moisture late season. For the most part, we've had too much water in our area, and it's a matter of we're going to have some Phytophthora, we'll have a few other diseases, root diseases in soybeans.
Again, that was Pioneer Field Agronomist for West Central Minnesota, Clyde Tiffany. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.